Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in May. It's a new dawning, brand new Monday, yesterday's gone.
For joining us for a special episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Tester. Today we have a bonus show because we realize that when you are in certain industries, you are just so incredibly busy that you have to learn how to be flexible when you want a really awesome guest to be on your show. So thank you guys for joining us for an extra day. Well, today we are going to be talking Indiegogo. And if you don't know, that is one of the many virtual platforms in which you can fundraise. I know there are many of them out there, but this is one that we decided to spotlight this particular time. And there's a very awesome project that's going on with that as well. We have the producer of the movie Dead Man Rising, who's going to be online with us today. And I'm sure I'm going to say the name wrong, so please forgive her for the mispronunciation. With Lauren Yakel, and she has been the producer for several other Christian films, but she has one that's coming out in 2016. Now, we know that enjoying movies should be an official American pastime, so why not from a Christian perspective? So we are, without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring her on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And I am pretty sure that I mispronounced it, even with my little cue cards in front of me. Please tell me, how do you properly say your name?
Lauren Yakel.
Lauren Yakel.
And
all
it's okay, because everybody pronounces it incorrectly.
Everybody pronounces it incorrectly. I am so sorry. Lauren Yakel.
Yakel.
Gotcha.
With a long
Yakel.
A, yeah.
You with a yep. long A. Okay, gotcha. Yagle. All right. So I want to pick your brain about the Indiegogo, but I also want to pick your brain about this upcoming film. I've seen the trailer, and it seems extremely impelling. Tell me about this awesome project.
Okay. It's called Dead Man Rising. And it's a little picture that my husband and I decided to make together. Is it okay, Dr. Angela, if I have my husband, who's the writer, also talk?
Sure, sure.
Okay, great, because he's on the line. His name is Ken Yakel.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, doctor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good.
So we got together, and we've been making movies for years. He writes, I produce, I don't always get to produce just his. I very often am often producing other films too, but we wanted to make sure we got together and did one and make it really close to home and really part of the family, which is what became the inspiration for writing Dead Man Rising.
Now, Ken, what was your inspiration for it all? Were you able to pull bits and pieces from other things that you had just seen, kind of like growing up, or is it just gave to you?
Well, it was interesting because normally I don't do faith scripts. I've done all kinds of stuff, a lot of monster stuff for like Sci-Fi Channel. I do a lot of ghost writing. And Lorene was saying, you know what, you need to do a faith-based movie. I'm Catholic. And she said, do something your parents would have liked. So for the longest time, I didn't have any ideas. I wasn't sure. And then one day I was researching H.G. Wells for a different project. And I thought, mm-hmm. let me research this guy. And I found out he was an atheist because of Charles Darwin. So then I started looking into Darwin, and I thought, wow, mm-hmm. some of this doesn't make sense to me. Some of it has gaps like the Cambrian explosion. And that sort of started the ball moving on this thing. And I was researching it, and I thought, I know what I'm going to do with this now. And it basically became almost like a two-man play where there's two main actors in this, and it just sort of took off from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, listeners, if you do not have the opportunity, if you have not had the opportunity to click on any of the links that we have in the description, we have many people who get the enhanced version of our shows, and that means that any link that you see or any word that you see that's highlighted, you can click on that, and it will take you to a page. Please be sure to click on Dead Man Rising. It will take you not only to the film's page where you can find out more about the film, but it also has a little space there that will take you to the Indiegogo page. So you'll be able to see the trailer and also be able to make a contribution. And I know that we don't have a whole lot of time, but we need to take a very short break. And when we get back, either of you tell me about the Indiegogo page, because I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to make sure that this project is done correctly in its fullest with all the support that we as Christians can possibly do for a Christian film. Alrighty, so you guys hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
How do you feel knowing that you're terminal?
The possibility that I'm not. I'm still waiting on an appeal.
I think there's still something I need to find before all this is over.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
Man, most people these days, they know there's nothing after this. Heaven, paradise, whatever you want to call it.
Every time I bring up the possibility of hope, you're there to pull me back down again. But just because you lost your faith doesn't mean you're right. What if there's something to all of this?
What if there's not?
Dead Man Rising.
Visit deadmanrisingthefilm.com and look for our upcoming Indiegogo campaign.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. And today we are talking about this new film that's about to come out, and it is entitled Dead Man Rising. And you can definitely go there if you didn't catch that. That's deadmanrisingthefilm.com. Now, I know that people are familiar with all of the or some of the fundraising platforms that we have, but just in case people aren't knowledgeable about Indiegogo and how it ties in with your film, Maureen or Ken, if you can explain to us what is that and why do we need one of those?
Well, we went with Indiegogo. We raised, we made this for a very, very small amount of money, and yet it got so much support. Actors were jumping on board who have names, and it ended up costing a little bit more, and we kind of had to dip into our post-production fees and a few things like that. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, this has to be finished because we've got something to say here. And with the response that we got from people on the set and the crew and the conversations that were started because of the script and stuff, we were like, we have to finish this. And so we checked out the different funding programs and settled on Indiegogo mainly because, they've got the one option of getting the money, even if you don't reach your full goal. And, if that doesn't happen, we should still be able to get it far enough along to where we can get this to a release. It might put a damper on how we release it or how we get out there, but that's okay. I think, we've got good support and they're all coming in and we should get enough that we get all of that done. But that's the reason we went with Indiegogo. There are some where if you don't make your goal, then you're not going to see any of the money. And so we went with Indiegogo because of that option. It's called flexible funding, and we went with it that way.
Of course. I could understand that. I mean, if you were $10 shy of your goal, you don't get any of it. That's That's so drastic. That just seems
yeah,
so
yeah,
extreme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could be devastating.
Especially for
yeah.
something you're doing. Right, right.
Right.
Most
right.
of the time when someone has a page such as yours, it isn't for something frivolous like, hey, I want to go get my nails done every Friday. It's for something like medical bills or for,
yeah.
you know, marketing for a project. It's something that really needs someone's support.
Mm-hmm. The movie is about 90% finished, so we just need to get some pickup shots and do some sound mixing. And what are we aiming for? Maybe an Easter time release?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's sort of our goal, but a lot's going to depend on what our distribution, how
oh, that
all unfolds
nice.
For us.
Yes, that's a nice target. I think that many people have gotten into a new habit or formed a new tradition, and that's being able to sit down and really look at a really good Christian film around Easter time, thanks to some other major movies that have been put out. And it's like, oh, it's Easter time. It's time for us to watch this particular movie. And nothing like introducing a new movie that says, hey, not only are we going to watch this movie, but we're also going to watch Dead Man Rising. Because each year, if we think about it, anytime we watch a movie, especially if some time has passed, we view that movie differently depending on the place where we are currently in our lives. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's a really awesome, awesome time to put the movie out. Now, I know that you do have some really some big name members that are a part of the movie. Listeners, again, if you click on that link and you go and you will see the cast members, when I say that, you're going to recognize some of these names and you're going to go, wow, I'm definitely going to support that. How difficult or how easy is it to choose who you want to be in your film?
That's a good question. With our two lead casts, it was just one of them I'd worked with before, and I knew that he had the chops to be able to handle because,
okay.
you know, it is a lot, two guys. With
mm-hmm.
the names, you know, some of them we knew, some we've worked with before, and some just heard about it and actually contacted us and wanted to be part of it, which I thought was really
awesome.
Great. So this
yeah.
one was actually easier to cast than other bigger ones that we've been on that I would have thought would have been easier, because we didn't have a lot of money on this. We were not paying top dollar on this by any means. So it was great the way everybody wanted to get on board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm finding that many people just are unaware that there are indie Christian films out there, and they think that they have to wait for you know, like a blockbuster type film to come out. But truth be told, some of the best Christian films are the indie ones, because there's truly a story that
mm-hmm.
wants to be told, and that person is able to kind of put all of their expression and all of their passion into making sure that is heard. If there's one thing, we're down to about our last minute, if there's one thing that you wanted our listeners to know or to take away, what would that be?
I think this movie will start conversations. You know, it's one of the things we see in this industry where people have lost their faith, is that
mm-hmm.
nobody wants to have the conversation about this subject. And the one thing we noticed on our set, whether they had faith or they didn't have faith, conversations were sparked. And they held
mm-hmm.
for days at times between takes, where they would go right back to the philosophy of the discussion. And it was
mm-hmm.
one of the most amazing and encouraging things that we witnessed. So we hope that people get it and they see it and it sparks the conversation that lets people talk about their faith without any worries.
Yes, that is so incredibly awesome. There's nothing like having that conversation, and sometimes it's in a somewhat of an unlikely environment or situation where you never know, you may say that one special thing that just really turns that person's life around, and they see our faith in a totally different perspective. I'm so glad that you guys are putting the movie out. And like I said, listeners, if you have the moment, please go right now, click on that link that says Dead Man Rising, and you will be able to visit with the website, the Indiegogo page, and also see the trailer for the film, and it's absolutely gonna draw you in, and I think that you're definitely going to want to see more of that. Well, Laureen and Ken, thank you so much for visiting with me today. We really hope that this film not only does what you think it's going to do, but, you know, it does what God can do, and that is exceedingly abundantly more than what you had ever imagined. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Goodbye, listeners.
Bye-bye.
Until Tuesday. Bye-bye.